Google Messages version 6.2 will finally introduce end-to-end encryption. Google Messages is preparing end-to-end encryption for RCS messages, otherwise known as rich communication service messaging, the highly anticipated improvement to SMS and MMS messages, as well as an open competitor to Apple's iMessage. What is happening to Steemit? If you have been confused about the recent conflict between the Steam blockchain community and Justin Sun's hostile takeover of the Steemit content platform, you are not alone. In the latest development, Binance backed Justin Sun's contentious Steam hard fork and turned its back on the original Steam community. The bulk of the community has migrated their content and development to the Hive blockchain and token, a truly decentralized ecosystem. Hyperinflation is coming to the world economy. Prior to the global lockdown triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic, Bitcoin's price movement mirrored the S&P. Shortly after the lockdown announcement, both the stock market and Bitcoin plummeted substantially. However, within 48 hours, Bitcoin bounced back, breaking its tie to traditional markets. World Health Organization warns contaminated cash may spread coronavirus, and Forbes reports Donald Trump and the Fed could be about to crash the US dollar. Goldman Sachs will host a conference call entitled US Economic Outlook and Implications of Current Policies for Inflation, Gold and Bitcoin. In the latest coronavirus research, scientists believe cannabis could help prevent and treat coronavirus. According to the New York Post, cannabis could reduce the virus entry points by up to 70%. Therefore, you have more chance to fight it. Currently, the state of Texas is leading the United States in the spread of the coronavirus. In further news, did you celebrate Pizza Day? On May 22, 2010, exactly 10 years ago, a developer named Laszlo Hanyecz purchased a pizza with 10,000 Bitcoin. Today that Bitcoin would be worth $91 million. May 22nd has become known as Pizza Day within the crypto community. Are you a fan of Coldplay? Zumo, an Edinburgh-based tech startup backed by Coldplay's Scotsborne bassist Guy Berryman, has launched an app that allows consumers to spend and exchange cryptocurrencies online. In the latest news out of Iran, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered the Central Bank of Iran, CBI, Energy Department and Information and Communication Technology Ministries to draft a renewed national strategy for the crypto mining industry. The Iranian parliament just recently proposed a bill to adapt Iran's already strict foreign exchange and currency smuggling regulations to cryptocurrencies. Is China creating their own Libra-like stablecoin? Top Chinese political advisors proposed a regional digital currency to facilitate regional trade. The coin would be backed by four major Asian currencies, including the Japanese yen, Korean won, Hong Kong dollar, and the yuan, with the People's Bank of China leading the proposed effort. The basket of underlying collateral would be weighted based on its nation's economy, resembling the original vision for Facebook's Libra. World Economic Forum proposes a new blockchain bill of rights. The World Economic Forum proposed a blockchain bill of rights to protect a crypto user's right to manage consent of data stored in third-party systems, port data between interoperable systems, and revoke consent for future data collection. Called the Presidio Principles, the document includes signatories from the Government of Colombia, Deloitte, ConsenSys, Electric Coin Company, CoinShares, and the United Nations World Food Programme, just to name a few. Reddit recently tokenized subreddits in an attempt to decentralize and empower its community of subcommunities. Here is their message explaining their vision. In the beginning, the internet was a free frontier, a land of openness, creativity and possibility. Early settlers discovered many like themselves. Out on the frontier, they banded together into communities that made up the free internet. Then the amusement parks emerged. Millions abandoned the frontier, drawn to the glitzy rides and artificial lawns. At first, everyone loved the parks. Until they built walls and billboards. And spied, manipulated, and censored the people. Today, the free frontier lays in ruins. Walled gardens dominate the landscape, with people trapped behind walls and under watch. Is this how the internet ends? Or will people find a way to take back control? With the right tools, people can break free of the parks and escape the walled gardens. They could reclaim their rightful ownership of the frontier, and rebuild stronger, more independent communities, even better than before. Liberated from control, they could express themselves freely, collaborate on decisions, and determine their own future. The frontier could finally regrow into a dynamic world of diverse, prosperous, and independent online communities. We believe in a new dawn for the internet, where it can be free once again. We don't have all the answers, but we believe together we can find a way. Will you join us in this new beginning?
What is the Alpha Wave Podcast? What is Alpha Fund AVA? And who is this guy talking on this mic right now? I am Freethink on Steemit. Freethink on Hive. So that's at Freethink on Steemit and at Freethink on Hive. And everywhere else, I'm the Alpha Wave Podcast. Now, the Alpha Wave Podcast is a decentralized autonomous organization. What is that? It is an organization that is run by the community of token holders who hold the Alpha Fund AVA token. What is that and where is that? Where can I get it? You can get the Alpha Fund AVA token on Uniswap. And what it is a token for governance and management of this project. What is this project? This project is whatever you want it to be, whatever we make it together. Currently, the intention of the project is to be somewhat of a NPR for the DeFi ecosystem. Now, there are a lot of projects that have tokens. This is a very different thing. There are a lot of token projects. This is a very different thing. There are a lot of decentralized autonomous organizations. This is a very, very different thing. And why is that? The main point of this project is marketing and distribution, reach. The goal is to create reach that can be distributed amongst other people.
Okay, the Bitcoin price, guys. Yes, sorry, I didn't start this time with the Bitcoin price, but you know, these two things were very trending and news. Good morning. And so now I'm going to continue with the Bitcoin price. Yes, we saw a drop in the Bitcoin price of 5% yesterday from 9,900. You know, this was the resistance we were testing. It fell down to 9,001 or 9,300, I think, somewhere in that area. But we are now back at 9,500 again. Maybe it was a combination of testing this resistance with all the drama around Satoshi moving his Bitcoin and people starting to be afraid that now Bitcoin could really crash to zero. This is a small pullback, and you don't stress about these small movements. Zoom out. Learn to zoom out. This is very important in Bitcoin. If you want to live this Bitcoin trading life, then you need to learn to zoom out and not freak out. There's a difference. Zooming out gives you this rest in your mind, and freaking out stresses your mind. Remember that one. And we found support at the 20-day moving average. We still are above the 20-day moving average, which is an important line. And if you look at this chart, you can even see we are above this beautiful trend line that is moving upwards. You know, I don't see any reason to start freaking out, guys. We are still fighting the same fight. We need to break the 10K resistance, which won't be easy. But guys, we just need to try. And if it doesn't work, if it doesn't happen, just keep in mind, we can always move in this range where we have been moving from 10K to 8K, back to 10K. You know, let's see what happens. But please don't freak out too much. If you are freaking out, then you are probably invested with too much of your money. And just reduce the amount of the investment so you don't stress too much about your investment. Way bigger news, guys. Way bigger news for me. It's the most important news I've heard about this industry in the last few months, maybe year. I like this news so much. This is, I think, the most bullish news when it comes to mass adoption. Shopify just started to work together with coin payments. Huh? What does this mean? This means that now more than 1 million businesses, online businesses and offline businesses, are able to accept direct payments of Bitcoin and more than 1,000 other cryptocurrencies. More than 800,000 online stores are built on the Shopify technology. Shopify is the third largest store in the US after Amazon and eBay. This is a huge move, because they now provide the tool to accept Bitcoin for all their stores. So everybody that has built his store or business on Shopify can now accept Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, Dash, Monero as a payment for the goods they are selling. Now people can start to really use Bitcoin even more. We are talking about 1 million businesses in more than 175 countries around the world. How big do you want to have it? This is mass adoption. This is what makes me happy. This is what should make you all over there happy. Not the 5% drop of Bitcoin. This, the increase of 1 billion businesses now able to accept Bitcoin. This should make you the most happy guy or woman, because we have a lot of women in space now. This should make you the most happy guy or woman in the world, because this 5% drop is nothing. The 1 million increase of businesses now able to accept Bitcoin is huge. This is the difference between the wealth accumulating oriented people in this industry and the adoption oriented people in this industry. I just want to educate you to become part of both of these groups. Yes, you can accumulate wealth, but please make sure you're also part of this drives the mass adoption of crypto. And this is now why this news needs to be on the front page of every news publishing website. Not the sixth or the seventh article in small letters, it needs to be the headline article. 1 million businesses now accept Bitcoin. That needs to be the line. I think I will use that shouting line as my thumbnail clickbait text today. I had a question from the audience. This guy was asking me, Didi, is it even safe to trust Tether, US dollar Tether, or Pax, or DAI? Let me tell you this. I have been investigating all these currencies a little bit. And yes, if you look at these, they are all centralized cryptocurrencies, okay? They all are pegged to the dollar. So that means they always have the value of $1. About the value. It's centralized. So this is not my favorite aspect of a cryptocurrency to be centralized. It needs to be decentralized. The only decentralized one at the moment, I think, is DAI. DAI is also built on Ethereum and is backed up by smart contracts in Ethereum, $2. DAI is the most decentralized version, but the DAI is not the most used version because it's not accepted on every exchange. So that is why most people will be using US dollar Tether or USDC or Paxful. If you ask me, can I trust these currencies? Then I ask you the same question. Can I trust the dollar? Can I trust the euro? Can I trust the Thai baht? Can I trust the Venezuelan bolivar? Can I trust the Zimbabwe dollar? However it's called, I trust the US dollar Tether, the Paxful, the DAI, all these central and decentralized stablecoins way more than fiat currency. Even if they are centralized at the moment, a few of them, I think they will be trying to push this crypto industry more than the normal fiat. You know, I think the people that started these centralized versions of a cryptocurrency, the stable currencies, started with the same mindset in this industry of blockchain and crypto to disrupt the monetary system, because we don't want to have full control by 1% of the world. And I think these stable currencies are now decentralizing this control. So yeah, for me, I would always use the stable cryptocurrency, because you know, why would I want to go to a bank? Another question a lot of people are asking me, how do you do it? How could I work online, travel the world, and have this life you're living with your family? Because I need a job. I need to stay in my hometown and work there and you know, provide and have money to pay the mortgage and all that stuff. No, you don't. You don't. Let's take the news of today. Coinbase just, Brian Armstrong of Coinbase just said, guys, I want you all to work from home. He's even shutting down one of the big offices, I think in San Francisco, and now opening 10 small offices all over the world where you could check in if you want to work from your office. But he sees the future the same way that Google and many other companies saw the future, and people just working from home. Twitter is doing the same. Twitter is also saying, guys, now because of all this COVID, please work from home. And they will all now see how efficient it is to have no huge buildings and all these employees just work very happily and very efficient from home. So happy people will always have a better output in work than unhappy people. So I think these companies now, Coinbase, Twitter, Google, they are all leading this decentralized working from home. Morning.
Morning, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Excellent.
So these are all supporting this nomad life. If you want to live this life we are living without all the risky, volatile, all-in Bitcoin mentality we have, just apply for a job at Coinbase or at Twitter and just ask them, can I work from home? And then you just travel the world and yes, you keep working. You work every day like 8 hours and the rest of the day you spend on the beach or other beautiful locations. So many possibilities. Don't think inside the box, always think outside the box. Thinking outside of the box will tremendously increase the opportunities. And this is not the only way to make a living while traveling. Guys, this new virtual world. I've been talking about this virtual world now for a few times because I see my kids going into these Minecraft and all these worlds. This virtual industry is now about 2.5 billion people. 2.5 billion people are in this industry. So there are many jobs in this virtual world industry as well. You can be a content creator, which makes money. You can even be an online farmer that makes money. Like, for example, people in Venezuela, the average income every month is like $7. If they make $40 a month in a virtual environment by growing crops or whatever in this virtual life, in Decentralife or crypto voxels or, you know, Minecraft, then they will make 5 times as much as their normal salary by doing a normal job in Venezuela. So this is why these virtual worlds and the jobs connected to these virtual worlds are exploding. There are people making 6-figure salaries in these virtual worlds.
For more information about Alpha Wave Podcast, Alpha Fund AVA, and the Decentralized Autonomous Organization and the governance on Aragon OS, or the fund, the Alpha Fund on Melon, check the information in the description of this podcast where you're hearing this.